InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I promised you things are just going to get more intense from here on out. We are 6 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 40 seconds from the most important election in world history. It is October 29th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to this transmission today. Now, the news is so massive, so over the top important that I just want everyone to let this sink in. The historic moment that we are in. The entire former globalist political system is collapsing in on itself. They are completely desperate. As predicted, I now have a stack of mainstream news, corporate news, with Homeland Security saying that Trump supporters are the main terror threat and they believe we're going to launch terror attacks during the election that's already begun. Now, I've been saying over and over again that that is the last piece of the puzzle. And that when they did that, you knew it was coming. That's how they want to try to outlaw us, is saying we're Hitler and we're Nazis and we're violent. We're going to do all these things. And now they've done it. They're also saying anyone questioning the election is a terrorist in the reports they're putting out, while they publicly let illegal aliens on the ballot and are having federal judges rule that illegal aliens can vote and that they can count ballots with no postmarks after the election, meaning they can create all the fake ballots they need to try to overcome Trump victories in key battlegrounds. Steven Crowder's investigative unit is really starting to rival, in a good way, we're all on the same team, Team Humanity, the work of James O'Keefe. They got undercover footage of a Democrat operative admitting how they stole it. Steven Crowder's coming up, joining us. It's just absolutely wild. And then on top of that, I told you Tim Walz was a communist Chinese agent. And when you're officially a communist Chinese agent, they always put a sex operative with the men, like Fing Fang, Fin Fang with Swallowswell, and others, and they also put them inside administration. It's now all over the news. Tim Walz has been infiltrated by the CCP after a torrid relationship with officials' daughter, top lawmakers say. And that's how they do it. They place their daughters in from the party with key people in the West. That's a well-known tactic. It's part of the Confucian Society that's run by communist Chinese intelligence. It's all on record. And it's all coming up today. The globalists are in free fall. This is historic. I'm Alex Jones. Everybody you know, tune in now. We'll be right back.
Many of the supplements available at the alexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 transmission. We are 6 days out from the official election day, November 5th. In 6 days, we will be in the main election day. But as you know, early voting and mail-in has begun weeks and weeks ago. And unlike 4 years ago, where the Democrats had illegals voting and were getting caught flooding the zone with fake voters and dead people and the rest of it, it was not really a big topic until they were in the act of stealing it after November 5th. It is now everywhere. It is not even denied. Yeah, we're letting illegal aliens vote in basically every state, including red states, Texas. The Supreme Court of Nevada just ruled that they don't need postmarks on ballots. They don't even have to be shown they were through the Postal Service, which is the law. And that they can count them 3 days after, so whatever amount they need, they can provide. It's confirmed in Pennsylvania that they're arresting Republican Party officials that go to the polling places where they're not letting conservatives vote and just telling them the machines are broken day after day. And then they arrest them if they warn people. And it's all confirmed. Ladies and gentlemen, I have more than 30 mainstream news reports of this happening, and it gets even worse. I'm getting chills right now. We have the left running around firebombing in Washington and in Oregon, the drop boxes. It is just over the top. And they may be getting ready to false flag and claim conservatives did that. That's what I would do if I was them. But let me give you the big announcement right now. And there's so much to hit. I have been up here like a broken record with all the pre-programming and all the preparation I saw and all the claims that Trump's going to use the military and kill everybody and there's going to be violence and he's going to kill black people and Hispanics with no evidence and he's a Hitler because the Nazis had a rally at Madison Square Garden 85 years ago and all the rest of it. And I've hammered that and I've hammered that and I've hammered that. And I said, very close to election day, if they start publicly putting out memos that Republicans are the main terror threat and that Trump supporters are going to stage attacks during a contested election, that you know they're going to go with that card. Multiple U.S. intelligence agencies in the Justice Department yesterday, and I have the articles right here, put out public alerts that they believe there's going to be terror attacks on and after the election or during the disputed election, and that the main threat is Trump supporters. So it's not hard to call this when they're pre-programming it everywhere. But you know when they go to that last piece, that just like the feds got caught planting pipe bombs on January 6th and provocateur in the crowd, they are absolutely initiating this move. Now, will they pull back at the last minute? I don't know. I don't think so. And man, I really don't want to be here tomorrow or next week or 2 weeks from now and a truck bomb blows up a black college or a black church or a polling place or a liberal, you know, anti-Trump demonstration saying Trump won gets machine gunned out of a parking garage from above. But, or a federal building gets blown up by a truck bomb. But that's the last piece now. So the next to last piece in the jigsaw puzzle just fell in. There's one piece left. You can see the picture. There's one little piece left. Bloop. That's it. One piece left. And it's just stunning that they're actually doing this, despite the fact that a lot of people are onto them. You have a desperate political system that's stolen tens of trillions of dollars out of these agencies, the Pentagon, you name it. They know there's an awakening. They know they've committed all these crimes. They know they rolled out the Wuhan shot and the Wuhan virus and all of it. They know there's a giant global political realignment. And they've said they want pure totalitarianism as the answer to staying in power. So it's very simple. There's been a long-term bureaucratic corporate coup over our institutions and systems. They've had all these puppet presidents for at least 40 years other than Trump. There's a populist uprising peacefully. And so they're going to stage attacks or events or crises and blame it on us. And the feds are also saying, as I said they would do a year ago, imminent cyber attack from the Russians working with Trump supporters. The Trump supporters are going to destabilize the election. But who's actually destabilizing the election? And who's saying in policy reports, John Podesta, Jamie Raskin, Carville, all of them, we need an armed uprising against Trump. We will not certify him if we think, you know, it looks like he won. We're going to be in civil war conditions. They're all over the place. Kamala Harris, Trump is coming with the military to kill black men. Biden, Trump is coming to target black men. There were more clips yesterday. I didn't even get to them. Whoopi Goldberg says, got the clip right here on yesterday's View, looking like a total lunatic. Trump is going to ban interracial marriage? He never even talked about that. I mean, it is just, that's just as crazy, and it's hard to be just as crazy, because it's the limit of crazy. I'm sure they'll come up with something even crazier, but it's the limit I've seen. That Trump is Hitler because the Nazis 85 years ago had a rally in Madison Square Garden, and now he had one? That's the same as Hitler drank water. Trump drinks water. Trump is Hitler. So we've got that. Meanwhile, they have all these fashion consultants for Biden and Harris. And Biden's had those nighttime rallies with troops behind him, with red light behind him, raising his fist and screaming like Hitler. And then Kamala Harris shows up at her rally yesterday in a literal, no one's ever worn this since Hitler, an actual Hitler outfit. I think it's even Hugo Boss that originally put it out. They're still around. I mean, that's on purpose. These people are nuts. It's like Hillary famously wearing the same dresses, literally the same type dresses that Mao Zedong's wife would wear. You got all that. So everything the globalists do turns to pure crap. Everyone's turning against them. And they, with no evidence, are saying Trump's going to kill brown people. And then now the FBI and the CIA and Homeland Security are saying, oh, there's a big threat of terror on Election Day and after. And what did I see 2+ weeks ago on 60 Minutes with these former generals warning of Trump? They said, oh, states are going to, you know, not decide the election for a few days, and Trump supporters are going to attack. No evidence. So they're telling you the whole story, lining it all up. It'd be like if you had a roommate in a condo you're renting in college, and you notice your roommate getting all his stuff out one day, and you see the paperwork laying on the coffee table that he just bought a bunch of fire insurance for the condo. That, let's say you're renting it from him, or renting a room, he owns it. And then the next night you see him cooking food with grease on the stove. He just leaves and it bursts into flames. You're going to kind of go, did Bob or Will or David or whatever his name is, did he burn this down? I mean, this is even more obvious. So my job is not hard. The globalists say that Trump supporters are going to murder everybody imminently and are going to kill all the brown people. And I'm just sitting here looking at my watch going, okay, when do they start false flagging the minorities? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous. And then you've got unprecedented fraud, so crazy, so open, that I'll go through in a moment, that I can't even believe it's this brazen. I mean, they just don't give a damn because they want to piss us off. And they want to get a fight going because they know they've lost politically. But populists are really smart at this point. We know we're winning culturally. And so we're not going to get violent. So they'll provide the violence, but it gets worse. I've said decades ago, because it was in their own documents, UN, Club of Rome, WEF, Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep, Event 201, Crimson Contagion, SPARS 2025, 2028. Just a few examples. The BioShield program, 2006, that's back in the news. That they would use the threat of a virus to lock down society and roll out regional and then global ID cards for a new central bank digital currency. They were saying this 20 plus years ago. Now it's here, but it needs the rollout. And so the question is asked at InfoWars, and it's a good headline, but I'll answer it. Are vaccine passports just around the corner? U.S., Canada, Mexico launch pandemic preparedness initiative. Well, what's in the 2006 Banff Canada documents that are in my film Endgame that Judicial Watch sued and got? It said then we will use sometime in the next few decades, maybe sooner, a viral outbreak, probably from China. It's always the same script. To bring in a North American ID tied to a vaccine passport. We'll have people stand 6 feet apart. We'll have everybody wear masks so they believe it's real. This is in public documents I've shown you. I'll show them to you again today. FEMA created tens of billions of these packages in 2006. Rodney Howard Brown actually still had one. I just remember him in the news articles about it. He did a show a few years ago about it. You can go find that. With the FEMA packet about the 6 feet apart and the mask and stay in your house and don't go. That was all prepared then. And so, yeah, it's here. So they didn't get the UN treaty passed, but they're still just implementing it, and Europe's implementing it, and the UN is over it, and Bill Gates has standardized it all. For the global cashless society that they is a regional EU, North American, African Union, Asian Union passports, vaccine passports, where it's a unified app. And then it's under the central bank currency, the social credit score, and the gateway into it, just like Australia admitted in the last 4 years, and in the EU, is the vaccine passport that's really your new global ID. Big article on InfoWars.com. So, yeah, it's our vaccine passports coming. They're rolling them out. The QR code. So they've said in the next lockdown, all over the world, the UN has said it, the head of their global emergency response, Dr. Ryan, has said it, Hotez has said it, Tedros has said it, that they're going to use NATO and the UN to spy and surveil and censor, but also arrest people who don't go along with the next lockdown and put you in camps. So they build all these camps supposedly for quarantines, and even Hochul said in New York a few months ago, she said, oh yeah, if you don't go along with what we say in the next lockdown, and forced injections in the law she's trying to pass to get in line with this, we will put you in a camp. Now, obviously that's going to cause big shootouts because even if 1% of people don't go along with this, that's millions of people that are going to fight. And the globalists know that, and they're going to try to start that fight. So I'm going to ask the police and the military and the FBI and the rest of you guys this. Are you smart enough to see what's going on? And are you? And I know you're training for this. It's on record. Are you ready for war with the American people? Because right after they steal this election and bring in martial law, they're going to release a new virus. And they're going to release a new freakout. and we're going to lose our dollar, our currency. All of us will be screwed. Our way of life will be over. We'll all be slaves. And the globalists think the public's so stupid, and they think their enforcers are so stupid that we're all going to blow up our own ship we're on and sink ourselves. I mean, this is the stupidest crap I've ever seen. Also, a bunch of crooks that have hijacked the country and the world and run it the ground can stay in power. So it's all over the Washington Post. It's all over everything that the Pentagon and NATO and the UN is already going to run the new lockdowns and the control, and the damn camps have been built everywhere, all over the world. They're publicly trying to steal the election. And saying imminent terror attacks from Trump supporters out of a clear blue sky. And then they signed executive orders a few months ago, whoever's running the Biden-Harris coup, four civil unrest troops ready to kill American citizens. That's martial law, while they run around like chickens with their heads cut off saying Trump's going to do it. So it's introducing your mind and normalized, but you think it's Trump. And so when Biden said last week, we've got to arrest Trump, put him in prison, or he's going to kill us with the military. He's coming to kill the black people. Carville, he's coming to kill the black men. What? Well, I can't vote for Trump. He's coming to kill me. But it's bigger than just voting for Trump. They want everybody divided, so the trigger for the martial law takeover will be billed as civil unrest, race war, that leads to civil emergency that is martial law. But they won't call it that. So, and again, the top globalist minions, their tacticians, Raskin and Podesta have all said, we are going to create civil war conditions. So they're doing it. And they said 4 years ago in Bloomberg and AP and everywhere, John Podesta said it'll look like a red wave, but the mail-in ballots, no matter what happens, there will be enough to get rid of him, and sure as hell there were, because they produced the number they needed. And when they didn't produce enough in Arizona, they just kept it open forever and then just said, well, we're just going to accept it. So this is beyond horrifying. Now, I'm going to go to break in a few minutes, but I want to play my update last night that just covers some of these. Then there's a whole bunch of new election fraud developments. And then I'm going to walk through every bit of this. And then Steven Crowder's joining us. His undercover team got Democrat Party operative at just admitting how they stole Georgia and how the strategies work. Just smoking gun stuff. So that's coming up. And then you've got all the rest of it. I mean, it's just wild. Putin says prepare for nuclear war, goes to full nuclear alert. You've got Walls being caught being a communist Chinese agent. I mean, it is just unbelievable. All right, let's go ahead and go to my report from last night. Total election fraud happening everywhere in your face. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've looked at all the angles, and on my regular weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, The Real Alex Jones on X, and on X as well, the Alex Jones Network, we've been laying out the fact that Trump is going to win in a landslide, but it doesn't mean it'll look like a landslide because there's so much fraud baked in. But they've only got so much fraud, so many dead people, so many illegals, so many just phantom folks like in Michigan that aren't even real people, but they now admit 500,000 of them are there that aren't registered voters, but the state's going to let them go ahead and vote. And then you've got Alabama taking a bunch of illegal aliens off the ballot a few weeks ago, and the federal judge comes in and says put them back on. Same thing just happened in Georgia. Same thing yesterday in Virginia, where there's a bipartisan state law passed over a decade ago. The illegal aliens can't vote. Well, that's already the law, but they have another law saying that. Now the Fed said, hey, they stay on. It goes on and on. And then you saw Texas a month ago. The Secretary of State said we're being threatened by the feds. So non-citizens, people with non-citizen IDs can vote. You can check all this. It's all on record. There's a bunch of other examples. Now in Washington State, ballot boxes are getting burnt. Democrats are getting caught breaking into them in other areas. And in Nevada, just a few hours ago, their Supreme Court said for 3 days after the election, ballots with no postmark or date on them will be counted. So they can just find out how many they need when Trump wins next Tuesday and just keep stuffing and keep delivering them just magically there. And then they've got what they need. It's the same story. So instead of trucks arriving at 3 a.m. In Detroit and being brought in all for Joe Biden, now they're just whatever they need is just put into the mailboxes with no dates on it. Total fraud. So the system is totally desperate. I don't think it'll be enough to steal it from Trump, but this is just insane. But regardless, the journey is the destination. Big Pharma, the New World Order, the child trafficking, the globalists trying to start World War III. It's all out in the open. It's the hottest issue everywhere. All the top talk show hosts are anti-New World Order now. The revolution is happening right now. So pray for Trump. Pray for America. We're not going to be violent if they steal it. We're just going to expose it. They're going to try to string the election out for weeks so they can try to create some type of, you know, fight on the ground. Democrats are saying they're not going to certify Trump if he does win. Congressman Jamie Raskin and others.
You know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job.
And they're talking about civil war conditions and Carville's calling for armed uprisings while they claim we're going to do that. So we're not going to get violent. We're just going to keep exposing them. And 4 years ago, they were denying this even after the election. Now it's all out in the open. They're having to say illegals can vote and all the rest of this crap in front of everybody. And now ballots in Nevada for 3 days after with no postmark are good so they can deliver any amount of fraud they need. So we are forcing the monster out in the open. We're forcing him to take the mask off. We're winning the war. If the globalists steal this battle, and I'm not getting you ready for that, I think Trump's going to win. So decisively, too big to rig. But even if they do, this. We are winning the war. It'll be a Pyrrhic victory. They'll win this battle, but it'll even further discredit them more. But I agree with Tucker Carlson last night in Madison Square Garden when he said, look, she's so unpopular, there's no way anybody's going to buy this. So we are at an incredible juncture right now. Everybody needs to be completely focused and you need to educate everybody around you because people are ready to wake up. Everything I've talked about for 30 years has been confirmed. It's all out in the open and InfoWars could be shut down in 14 days. It's emblematic of the climate of danger and tyranny and how much the truth threatens the establishment. And it's not just me doing important shows. It's not just other folks like Tucker Carlson. It's you who decides to share these reports and get the information and share it with others because the mind is very fertile to the truth. The great awakening is happening now. And I need you to follow us on the new Alex Jones Network in case they shut down InfoWars at AJN Live for Alex Jones Network, AJN Live on X. And I need you to support our sponsors that are separate from InfoWars, the AlexJonesStore.com with incredible supplements, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, incredible supplements that are the very, very best that are game-changing, and you're funding the Second American Revolution. So now it's critical, plus they're great products. I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. Take action now. History's happening now. We've proven we're the tip of the spear. We're the most effective at waking people up with the truth, and I really humbly ask you for your support. And if you don't stand up for people standing up for yourself, you're lying down. So thank you all who have supported us, and those who've never checked out the AlexJonesStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll never give up. We'll never back down, but we could give out if you don't support us. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. God bless you. The election's just a few days away. History's happening. God bless and good luck.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on Infowars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP club, if we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, it took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get 3 bottles, over 40% off when you get 2 bottles, 40% off when you get 1 bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail, and it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I ask God to give me the strength and the words to describe the tremendous peril that not just the United States, but the entire world is in right now. We are coming to the end of an age. The powerful financial interests that have stolen control of much of the planet are truly a death cult in service directly to Satan. That has become crystal clear to anyone that has a mind. There's been an explosive awakening to that, an epiphany, that that is not rhetorical, but that is factual. The end of their bubble is here. They plan to go to their new cashless society. It's being opposed everywhere. Their plan to roll it out with the COVID fear and the lockdowns failed. They're trying to covertly roll it out now. They are pushing the borders of war that always comes in one of these crises, and they are domestically trying to position the public to be declared enemies of the state. The prognosis could not be more dire. On the one hand, there is a great awakening. Good things are happening. But as Dale Bigtree said yesterday, Newtonian physics in the third dimension is king. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Evil grew. Good has grown to oppose it. Evil is now doubling down. And officially, and I'm going to go over all the articles, it's everywhere, Trump supporters are going to stage terror attacks on Election Day and after during the disputed election. But don't worry, the executive orders and the Pentagon's ready for civil war and killing American citizens. That's been out for over a month. It took me almost a month to even get it on the radar screen. We don't have time like we had in the past for this stuff to percolate out there. And people see it, even when it's admitted, and they go, well, that just can't be true. We have to assess the situation, and we have to warn everyone, and we have to expose it, and we have to let the globalists know that we're aware that they have cast us, like for a movie, as Hitler terrorists. And that they are saying imminently cyber attacks, power outages, murdering black people, murdering Hispanics, and that Trump supporters are going to do it with zero evidence and with a long history of the feds provocateuring terror attacks, fake Whitmer kidnappings, January 6th provocateur actions, the list goes on and on. And then all of their surrogates are running around foaming at the mouth saying civil war conditions, armed uprisings by the left, not certifying a Trump win. So on the one hand, they're doing everything they say we're doing while blaming us. And then they're trying to steal the election out in the open. It's like watching a beehive. I mean, I'm going to get to that. So that the moment we're in, the history, and I liken it because it's the best analogy I've got. To where you see a homeless person, I saw this happen 30 years ago or more, just walk out onto a major highway in front of cars going 70 miles an hour, and you see the crazy person walk out. They're up about 200 yards away. You see a person. You see cars up ahead of you. You go, that person's not going to make it. Boom, they're dead. You pull over, render aid, guts everywhere, bloody, you know, 30-yard skid mark, their intestines, twisted arms, legs, their shattered face. Smashed jaw, teeth splattered on the concrete. And there's like a sound when you see that. Most people hear it. I heard it was like a doo. It's like a doo. Like when they approach the obelisk in 2001 Space Odyssey and it goes doo. Like, wow, this really sucks. And I've avoided several times and been T-boned twice. You're going through the green light. You didn't do your job. You should have looked. Oh, crap, that person just ran a red light. Split-second decision, what am I going to do? And everything slows down. And that's where I am right now. These days feel like months. And you look at corrupt elites in the past that get desperate and they make more and more mistakes. They double down more. This particular ruling class has totally inherited all their power. They don't deserve any of it. Tucker Carlson said it's Madison Square Garden is totally on target. And that makes it more dangerous because they're crazy and ruthless and delusional and megalomaniacs. And it feels like another time when I was 15 riding with a friend who was older than me in his truck going to see some girls in Dallas. We were driving across the I-30 bridge to go to Rowlett to go visit some cheerleaders. He's driving his little Datsun truck. And all of a sudden, a Mustang just shoots by us at 120 miles an hour. Another Corvette shoots up behind it. And it's really pretty heavy traffic. Everybody's going about 70 miles an hour. It's the bridge over Lake Ray Hubbard. And Chad was his name, my buddy. He slows down. He goes, those people are going to wreck. And all of a sudden, that Corvette about 200 yards up, 100 feet, cuts, and its tire blows out. And it turns on its nose and spins. And I see three bodies because they had a girl right in the middle seat. Killed two of the people in the car. Didn't kill the other guy. I knew his, what's his name? His name was Highwater. The car spins. Right, I knew him from high school. The car spins like a tornado, and people are flying out, and they all fly out off the bridge onto the railroad track that ran beside it, not into the lake. And we get out and render aid, and it's the same thing. And it just feels just like that because it was like slow motion as we're driving up. And up in the distance, we see the Corvette turn. And later, the fire department said it was a blown tire, they thought. That's what other witnesses closer saw. Turns, tire blows. With people. And as we get closer, I see people like, what? Then you get out and you go up. And their fire ants are already all over them. It doesn't matter. That's what it feels like. And you look at one of the people and it's like there's still blood going out of their carotid artery and then it stops. They're dead. And I'm sitting here and it's just like that Corvette just stood up on its nose. I mean, we know all hell's going to, it's just, and I don't know exactly in this wreck what it's going to look like or what's going to happen, but I'm like, baby, it's going down. Putin comes out this morning, says they're totally prepared for nuclear war and orders his forces on the highest alert for nuclear war drills. A week or so after Xi Jinping said the same thing. So that's what we're covering. Let me just start going into it right now. We're in the hands of complete lunatics. Kamala got up yesterday. We have the clip of that, too. She tells a crowd, I don't want you to shout my name. This is an impromptu moment. That's why she only reads off a teleprompter. She goes, shout your name, and no one shouts. Because obviously, everybody understands that'll just be like the Tower of Babel. It'll be like a noise. Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. No, no, no. Shout your name. What kind of just... And then laughs like a crazy witch hyena. I mean, you can't fake this unsavoriness, this loathsomeness, this otherworldly creepazoid. And you're like, well, no one can top her. And then they found someone who's just as bad, Tim Walz. But this is what Satan gives you. This is who works for Satan. And then as I told you over and over again, have the archivist find it, I said, I will expect you'll find, I probably said this 10 times, Chinese sex operative managing Walz, because I know the Chinese intelligence model that is absolutely formulaic. They get you in a Confucius Society in college, give you a bunch of money under the table, have you go to China, get brainwashed, get a sex operative in control of you. The party will ask you to date one of their daughters and bring them back. They'll ask you to set up front company businesses. And then they'll pay you to bring groups of students back in engineering and in military and in law enforcement who are being trained to get them on the payroll before they get in those professional positions to infiltrate America. And now it turns out he had a sex operative just like Swalwell and so many other ones, Fing Fang. And it's all over the news, and that's the October Republican surprise that Trump talked about a few days ago. We'll get to that. Of course he had a communist Chinese sex operative. He probably wasn't even having sex with her, because I can tell you right now, that guy ain't into women. But the point is that if I tell you somebody's a communist Chinese agent, they're a communist Chinese agent. You don't do overseas trips 37 times we know of and live there, basically, as he said he did, under the Confucian Society that got banned under Trump as a Chinese Communist Party intelligence operation. It's not like it's a subgroup. It's Chinese Communist intelligence. So, of course, he was being handled by a sex operative. That's what I'm telling you, people. We're in a lot of trouble. And then Homeland Security says people that are hardworking, Christian, conservative, decent people who don't want human trafficking and open borders and World War III and pedophilia and a devalued dollar and hyperinflation, that we're terrorists that are going to kill the black people and stage terror attacks during a contested election, which the Democrats have pledged they're going to contest. And they've already got symposiums set up about civil war for a week and a half after that they set up months ago. They've already got the TV programs ready and all the movies that came out before about civil war. I told you they don't do that for no reason. And the Joker movie, the new one, and the first one, about civil uprising and how sexy it is. And then they say, we're doing it. Oh, my God. All right, I'll start plowing through it. Let me just say this. For 15 weeks, the feds have been trying to shut us down illegally outside of federal court. The federal judge has now blocked them three times. But I can tell you, I'm seeing a lot of movement around the place, and even though we're up for sale on the 13th, they can try to shut us down before then. But regardless, we've got backups, multiple backups, but the only thing we need is your word of mouth to share the backups and to follow at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live, AJN Live, they're on screen, top corner. And I need funds to fight a war. And I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for myself. I'm fighting for God. And we're one of the main, most effective weapons against the globalist recognized by the enemy, thanks to your support. So I try to make it easy to support us. Now, I told the great company we're working with that's going out and private labeling the top brands in the country and discounting them for you at thealexjonesstore.com. I said, look, these are all great supplements. I know great sea moss is a superfood, hottest thing out there. All these products are great. I want a full line of all these. They launched like six products last week that took months and months and months and months before I even heard about them. And I brought them in as a sponsor 3 months ago that we already were working with them and had this all getting set up. These just came in. $13 when you get a couple packages, $14 when you get one, 30 gummies in each one. This is something that everybody can afford. Pardon me, you guys just popped in my ear. What'd you say? All right. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. They never pop in my ear very rarely. And when they do, usually the mics are turned up so high I can't understand what they're saying. So that just becomes this thing. I'll actually get to it later. Maybe I should just leave. I just, you know what? Everybody wants to blow themselves up. Just enjoy yourselves. My God. I can't do the show. I'm too angry now. I just, you know, it's just unbelievable. I want to smash this desk right now. I want to turn this over. So, go to rebroadcast for a while.
About Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is a parent. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
All right, I have settled down now, and I blew up on air for no particular reason because behind my eyes, I know everything I'm saying is dead on accurate. And it's absolutely ridiculous that we've gotten this far and that people are so asleep, raised in this culture of television and entertainment, to not look around you and see historically we are in the most dangerous, insane, out-of-control time ever, and we have the absolute worst scum of the earth running society that are literally at war with the people, and I can't believe that everyone isn't against these damn people. I can't believe I got to get up here and explain to the feds what a civil war is going to mean, you dumb bastards. I cannot believe I got to explain to the public how serious all this is. We are overrun by crooks. I'm going to control myself. And I swear to God, and I don't mean that in vain. I mean, I do swear that I am going to judiciously cover every damn one of these articles. But I'll tell you what happens. I get ready for hours at night, hours in the morning, and then I come in here and look at all these clips and all this stuff, and it's just freaking crazy. These people are nuts. And there's some demon creature literally like crawled out of hell. Walsh and Harris, I mean, I cannot believe what freaks they are. But this is the judgment God has visited on us for the 65 million kids we've killed and all the rest of the crap we put up with. And I'm telling you, man, if they get into power now, they've already been in power, but they're going for broke, and they're coming after everybody. Everything they say about us is what they're planning. God protect Trump. That's all I can say. All right, look, here's what I'm going to do. I cannot even believe, with our track record of devastating the New World Order, and I'm not bitching, I'm just saying, that I have to sit up here and beg people, when we're under total attack, just to have the funds to continue on to beat these bastards at the most critical time. Do you want us on air during the disputed election and martial law attempts? Do you want us to be calling their moves 10 moves ahead? For whatever reason, I seem to be one of the only prominent people that knows how to do it. We need to get to the point where I'm obsolete. And it's starting to happen, but not quick enough. So I need your support. Plus, we've got incredible products you need. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. You sign up for the VIP. You get $40 free a month for products on there. You pay $30 a month. You get $40. Make money on that. And if you're supporting us, which it habituates you to do, so you should want to do it as a commitment to remind you, cancel any time. /VIP. InfoWars cannot, you know, sustain itself if it's not here, whatever. As long as I have the funds and the crew, I'll continue on until they pull the internet kill switch or World War III. And as stuff gets crazier and crazier by the minute, we're more important than ever. We've been building for 30 years towards this moment. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. I need you to sign up for the VIP program or don't. We got all these new energy and sleep gummies that are incredible deals. Less than $15 a package. We got the incredible CMOS, all the great t-shirts and hoodies and other great supplements. There's been how many supplements added the last week that finally came in that are amazing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, excuse me. 6 have been added at thealexjonesstore.com, not 5. And it's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet, but at least we're in the fight and we're starting to win. What makes it even more frustrating is we're so close to backing these bastards off. You can also support our other great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, all the great supplements there. And yeah, there's today and tomorrow. Any purchases you make, go put you in the raffle for the truck and the cash prizes and all that stuff. So when World War III happens, you have a big truck to drive around in with nuclear war and, you know, in the wastelands. All right, next hour is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to control myself, and I'm going to stop preaching and ranting, and I'm going to hit it all. But, man, so they're making their move for total martial law, total stolen election, FEMA camps, mass death, gun confiscation, pedophile armies raping your children.
My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So, we have a great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already best sellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, total superfood. Then you have the mega superfood with over 90 ingredients, the optimal human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with $60 billion. That's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.